so that the violence they have suffered does not cause them to lose their faith. Pope's words after the Angelus. The Pope, in his words after the Angelus, renewed several appeals for the distressing news, which is still coming in. After the Angelus. Dear brothers and sisters. Distressing news continues to arrive from the Holy Land, many people killed, even children. How can this spiral of violence be stopped? I renew my appeal to make dialogue prevail over hatred and vengeance, and I pray to God for the Palestinians and Israelis, that they may find the path to fraternity and peace, with the help of the international community. I am also very concerned about the situation in Burkina Faso, where terrorist attacks continue. I invite you to pray for the people of that dear country, so that the violence they have suffered does not make them lose faith in the path of democracy, justice, and peace. This morning I learned with sorrow of the shipwreck off the Calabrian coast, near Crotone. 40 dead have already been recovered, including many children. I pray for each one of them, for the missing and for the other surviving migrants. I thank those who have brought relief and those who are providing shelter. May Our Lady sustain these brothers and sisters of ours. And let us not forget the tragedy of the war in Ukraine, the war has already continued for a year. And let us not forget the suffering of the Syrian and Turkish people due to the earthquake. I address my greeting to all of you who have come from Italy and from other countries. I greet the pilgrims from Spain, Portugal, Mexico, and Croatia. I greet the faithful of Palermo, Montelepar, Termini Imerese, and Rize Pioxthe students of the Interregional Seminary of Campania in Naples, teenagers from various parishes of the Diocese of Milan, the young candidates for confirmation from Cavaian and Sega, Verona, the group from Limbati and the children about to receive their first communion, from Sant'Aurea in Ostia Antica. I welcome the Italian Organ Donors Association, which is celebrating the 50th anniversary of its founding. I thank you for your commitment to social solidarity, and I urge you to continue to promote life through the donation of organs. A special greeting goes to those who have come on the occasion of World Rare Diseases Day, which will take place the day after tomorrow. I reiterate my encouragement to the associations of the sick and their relatives. May our closeness never be lacking, especially to children, to let them feel God's love and tenderness. And I wish you all a happy Sunday. Please, do not forget to pray for me. Enjoy your meal, and arrivederci.